SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting of former President Trump's criminal trial in New York City. Both the prosecution and defense are preparing for Monday's testimony from former Trump associate Michael Cohen. The former president says many legal scholars agree with him that the case should be dropped.
This case is becoming legally obscene. The articles are unbelievable. And I'd hand you the articles, but the problem is I'm not allowed to. Because if anything's mentioned against certain people, and you know who they are, certain people, anything's even mentioned, he wants to put me in jail. And that could happen one day, and I'd be very proud to go to jail for our Constitution.
Judge Juan Merchan issued prosecutors a stern warning today. Get Cohen to stop his taunting posts and jabs at Trump. There's a new entry appearing on the top 10 baby names list for last year. We hear more from correspondent Shelley Adler.
A new name appears on the top 10 baby names list for last year. Liam and Olivia continue to be very popular names, topping the list for a fifth year. Mateo joins the top 10 list for the very first time. The Social Security Administration gathers the names from card applications. Liam has topped the boys' list for 7 years in a row, while Olivia has topped the girls' edition for 5 after unseating Emma, that had been tops for 5 years. Other top names for boys, Noah, Oliver, and James. Popular for girls, Charlotte, Amelia, and Sophia. I'm Shelley Adler.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 125 points, the NASDAQ dropped 5, the S&P 500 advanced 8, oil down a buck to $78.26 a barrel. This is SRN News. How close do you feel to other people?
A new poll from the Pew Research Center asks that question, and it reveals that 66% of the general population says they do feel close to other Americans. And religion is a determining factor. Amongst people of faith, 73% say they feel close to others, compared to just 51% of people who are not religiously affiliated. Older Americans, conservatives, and Republicans are also more likely to feel close to others. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anheuser-Busch is still suffering for its decision to partner with a transgender influencer last year. The company reports higher than expected revenue in the first quarter, but is still losing market share in the U.S. Sales of Bud Light, the company's longtime bestseller in this country, plunged last spring amid conservative backlash after the brand selected Dylan Mulvaney, a man living as a woman, to be one of its spokesmen. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
U.S. stocks coasted to a close of another winning week with a quiet mixed finish. A lengthening parade of strong profit reports from Gen Digital and other companies helped support the market. Stocks have been on track for bigger gains in the morning, but regressed following a discouraging report on U.S. consumer sentiment. The report suggested that U.S. households are raising their expectations for inflation. The Dow was up 125 points to close at 39,512. The NASDAQ lost 5 points to 16,340. The S&P 500 gained 8 points to 5,222. New York oil fell a dollar to $78.26 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.